Now, deal killer number three is permits. Boy, I'll tell you, that's a pretty common area with problems, and many times it's not found out during the transaction, but only after close of escrow. And of course, if you haven't heard me say this, after close of escrow, right beside the homeowner is a lawyer standing there, and that means it's going to get real expensive. So let me give you some ideas on permits. Number one, most remodeling require permits. Most people don't know that. They assume that if I just remodel, I don't have to do that. Every city has different rules. You need to find out which ones apply and which one need permits. Look around the property for remodeling. I mean, when a seller's taking you on a tour and they're saying, look at this beautiful kitchen, look at this beautiful bathroom, here's a new deck I just put on. Those all require permits. So the question is, do you have permits? If the answer is yes, say, let's see a copy, because you'll be surprised how many people don't have permits. The second problem that's raised here is most home inspectors do not disclose code violations. That is, they won't come in and say, I see a brand new kitchen and I've inspected it and these plugs are in the wrong place or these need a GFI or these need a whatever. So why don't you look at the disclosure on the front of your home inspector's report and see if they are consciously excluding code violations. I have an inspector here in San Jose that's quite prominent, and yet in the fine print at the bottom of the page, it says, even if we see code violations, we won't disclose them. That's pretty scary because that's obviously a factor that's going to affect people. I don't know how many lawsuits I've been involved in where the appraiser missed the code violation issues, and so they passed the property, and then 3 or 4 or 5 years later, the buyer tries to refi the property, and the appraiser now comes in and says, hey, where's the permits on this remodeling? There aren't any. And so if you don't know, an appraiser will give zero value to remodeling done without permits. So then the property doesn't appraise. And then the next call is to an attorney, and then everybody gets blamed. So you as a buyer's agent or a seller's agent needs to point out what these remodeling issues are relative to permits. Now, under the contract and under the law, a seller is obligated to disclose any non-permitted improvements. Now, there's a difference between code compliance and permits. Understand that a permit is the permission that you're getting from the city saying, can I do this? And once they give you permission, then you do the work. And then when the work is done, the city is supposed to come back out and inspect it to see if it's in code compliance. That's called the final. So you not only need a permit, which is the permission, you also need the final. Now, does every property that is done remodeling without a permit non-code complying? Obviously not, because the contractor might have come in and done it perfectly, but they didn't get a permit. And conversely, does that mean that every property that was done with a permit is code complying? No, because the contractor could have done it wrong. So you need to get this inspected. So as a listing agent, if you see a property that's been remodeled, I think you need to find out whether there's permits. And if there's not permits, then I think you need to find out what is the issue, because it's possible it's okay, and all you need to do is get the paperwork done. In our county, there's a 50% penalty for getting a permit in arrear. So that it would have cost $500 to get the permit and now costs $750. And $750 isn't a killer. I can tell you it's a whole lot less than what the buyer would deduct if you disclose to the buyer that this whole new kitchen was done without a permit. They're going to panic and take off $10,000 or who knows what they're going to say. What else do I need to do? One of the things that you know is Civil Code 2079 says the real estate agent is not obligated to go off site to check on these permits. But the point is somebody's got to do it. So you can at least point out the issue and then have the seller go do it. Or if you're a buyer's agent and you see remodeling, you can have the buyer do it. Many cities even have these things online. Somebody better be doing it. Then the question comes up, let's say I handed you a pile of permits. Can you read them? If the answer is no, then you better give them to your contractor or home inspector to say, what in the world is this saying? Because people have a misunderstanding about permits. They say, I added a master bedroom on the back of my house and I have a permit. You don't have a master bedroom permit. What you do is you have a foundation permit, and you have a framing permit, and you have an electrical permit, and a plumbing permit, and on and on and on. So every one of those is separate because it's a different contractor. The other thing you need to know is, contractors are not allowed to do work without permits when it applies. So if you do this before you put it on the market and the seller had a contractor do the work, it's possible you can contact that contractor and get their rear end out there and fix this problem because they caused the problem because the seller thought he was getting a permit. And especially when you have a permit but you don't have a final, that's the contractor's job, and you can get on him and go down there and say, you can either come fix it or we're going to wind up in small claims court. What do you want to do? It's your choice. Now, I also want to talk to you about something I talked about a little earlier, which is called legal nonconforming. That is, when you see something that you know is not code now, but might have been code then, you need to investigate that and disclose it. Because if it is legal nonconforming, it's my opinion, you need to be disclosing that to the buyer. So what do you do if you find permit issues when you're taking the listing? You've got a lot of options. First, you can have it inspected by a contractor to find out, is it code complying? Because you've got to make it code complying to today's code. Let's say it was done 10 years ago. The code may have changed. So it may have to be upgraded by the seller, or you can disclose it's non-code complying and have an inspection by a contractor that says it's safe, but it's non-code. You can get the permit now or the final now. You can disclose it to the buyer with the contract, can't you? You can exclude it with the counteroffer. You could say, seller does not have a permit for the patio cover, and he's not going to provide one to the buyer. And if the buyer loves the house anyway, is an old, stupid patio cover going to affect the value of a property? Of course it isn't. But if it happened in the middle of the transaction, you could see how the buyer could come back and say, I'm going to cancel this contract unless you fix the patio cover, or they could simply walk away because they don't want to deal with it. See, another option you have, let's say it was a patio cover that was an old, ugly patio cover. If you knew that up front and you found out it was non-code complying, one of the things you could do is what? Tear it out. It's not going to affect the property. And if you tear it out, obviously, it won't even be an issue because the buyer wouldn't even miss it's there. One of the other things you can do to solve this problem is fix the problem. You know, sometimes it's not that big a deal to fix whatever's wrong. So what you do is you fix it, and then you can get a permit or not get a permit. Here's the other thing that you could consider. How many times is a seller going to say to you, well, I didn't do that, I bought it this way? And then you can go back and say, you know who has some liability now is the prior seller. I don't know if you know that a prior seller can be sued just like your seller can be sued for non-disclosure. So if your buyer bought it and it wasn't disclosed and you found it as non-code, you have an absolute legal right to go back to the prior seller. And let's say if it's under $7,500, you can do that in small claims court. And I can tell you, in most cases, they're going to win.